So, good morning. Happy New Year. What do people do at this time of the year? Yes. They have parties. Yes. What else do they do, Timothy?
They drink too much.
Okay, but we're sort of moving on from our Christmas theme. Yes, Grace? That's what I was driving at. They make New Year's resolutions. And what is the success rate of these? I'm not looking for a number, but necessarily. You could give me a percentage if you're mathematically inclined, but broadly speaking, what is the success rate of these things? Timothy?
Small.
I think that covers it, doesn't it? Small. Okay. And do we have any theories as to why that is the case? Why is the success rate small? Yes, Grace? People just can't do it. That's right. And why can they just not do it on January the 1st when perhaps they couldn't do it on December the 31st? I'll give you a clue. Does a leopard change its spots? People don't really change, do they? You don't change, you know, Chris has been saying this to us a bit over the last week or two. You know, effectively, we're much the same on January the 1st as we were on December the 31st. Why should it make any difference? It's not a bad thing to reflect and, you know, make some plans and so on. But the idea that suddenly we're going to grit our teeth, and it's folly. So what sort of things do people make resolutions about, particularly adults? I mean, I'm asking you children, but adults make these type of resolutions. Yes, Grace?
More exercise.
It's a classic one, isn't it? Yeah, more exercise. They last about as long as most other ones, of course. What other sort of things, perhaps related to that? Yes, Grace?
Diets.
That's probably, I think that's the most, I was reading that actually the most common one is to lose weight. You know, people say every single year, don't they? And my brother says this, new regime, starts Monday the 5th. You know, every year. That's right. Any others that we can think of? Well, I'm just going to need to get my Bible because there's a better sort of area that we could think. If we're thinking in terms of New Year's resolutions, I've got some reservations about them, but, you know, there's a better area. Can you think what that might be? So better than thinking in terms of, you know, weight loss, exercise, all that type of stuff, what would be a better area to think of your resolutions under? Yes, Grace? Well, you're cutting right to the half of the matter there, repentance. I mean, it's always a good answer in this church, isn't it? You know, repentance. You're not going to be far away, are you? But, yeah, so we're thinking more sort of spiritual than material. Okay, that's really where I was going with that. Because the Word of God says this. Okay, so this is 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. So, physical exercise, I think, you know, I could safely say is a good thing. In moderation. 7 games of squash a week is probably no good for you, but that's a good thing. But godliness is much more important. But what is the danger even in that? Can anybody think? That's where I'm going with this morning. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. What's the danger in thinking, right, godliness, gritting your teeth, clenching your fists? Yes, Stanley.
You can't just choose to do it.
You can't just do it by willpower. That's exactly right. And that's where we're going this morning. So, Luke chapter 11. A couple of verses here. Luke 11 and verses 24 to 26. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now, does anybody understand or know what it is that the Lord Jesus Christ is warning about there? He's warning about seeking reformation to change our lives without the transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, Jesus spoke of a man who was delivered from this unclean spirit. And he had a fresh start. He sort of swept the house of his life, cleaned it all up, fresh start. And what happened was that the unclean spirit went off. He got seven evil spirits, more unclean than himself, and they came back, and that man ended up worse than he was at the start. You see, the point is that an interest in religion is just not good enough. Okay? It's just not good enough. It may lead to reformation. It would be difficult to become a church member, to sort of kid on and in you come, you're a church member, and then be in the pub 7 nights a week. Because the two things wouldn't line up. People would realise there was something amiss. So you could reform your life and so on. But that's quite a different thing from repentance and a saving faith in Jesus Christ. And you know, the famous preacher Spurgeon had a sermon where he was covering this sort of topic. And he talked about a man who was going to mend his life. And he pledges to become more honest and more upright and more religious. And in itself, the pledge isn't bad. It's not a bad resolution, is it? But of course it doesn't work. It's one that will be broken. He'll end up just the same as he was before, if not worse. And he likens it to a man who finds an old gun. Here's his old gun, he's dusty, broken. He takes it to the gunsmith. And the gunsmith looks at this gun and he says, well, that wouldn't be a bad old gun if it had a new lock, a new stock, and a new barrel. And you see, you'd be good people if you had a new heart and if you had a new life. Because, you know, you need to be made completely anew. The old life completely gone. And it's easier for God to make you anew than it is to mend you. Because your old self is against God. It's in rebellion against him. You can't be reconciled to him. You must be made anew. You must be born again. You must become a new creature. Dead and buried with Christ Jesus and risen again with him. So that's what I would wish for you all who are not yet converted this year. And may God bless you with that thought. We're now going to sing our second hymn, number 73.